Head coach Amy Schall joins us. And coach, here we are, 23-24 school year. You're ready for another year, aren't you?
We're ready. We're ready to go. We've had a lot of practices, got through two a day, so the girls are excited about that. So I think they're ready to play.
Yeah, because that's what you usually do, kind of get from the start, is going 2 days, don't you?
Yeah, we go 2 days that first week. So when we get past that, it's kind of like a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm.
I know we talked to with you, I think, after week one, and now we're to the final game, our final days before the first games. You got one tonight, got one tomorrow. You kind of a new lineup, some new personnel in there. It'd be interesting. I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing how it works out against some other team tonight.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we got a lot of girls that graduated last year that were very talented, but we have some girls that are really working hard and just doing what we ask them to do. So it's exciting to be finally playing the first game and seeing what the girls can do.
The team with, you had a few more seniors last year, not as many this year, do you?
No, we only have one senior this year, which will be great for next year, but the senior, Corey, came back and started playing with us, so she gave us some much-needed height on the inside, so that changes the game a little bit for us. So we have Corey for inside, and we have Callie inside that gives us some height, and we haven't had height for about 4 years now, so I'm looking forward to see how they can do and if we can play off our post players.
Both those young ladies really coming off pretty good volleyball seasons. I watch, even watching Callie get right in the mix of things as a freshman. I take it, hopefully basketball, she's the same way. She doesn't back down at all.
Yeah, she played with us this summer, and she was our main post player this summer. And granted, her, you know, she's still a freshman, so she still has a lot to learn. But as far as, you know, being able to do it and really trying and just working hard, she's really good at that.
And with Corey's size, you're going to face teams throughout the year. They're going to have some post players, you know, 5'11", 6 foot. Defensively, she's really going to help you out.
Oh, yeah, defensively, I think Corey's going to be great inside. And, you know, offensively, it's going to take some pressure off of our guards. You know, they could have really dwelled on our guards, but now they have to pay attention to the inside also. So that's going to be an excellent thing for our outside and give them a little breathing room.
Yeah, talk about those guards. You got a good experience back. We've talked with, you know, Brooklyn Gillen, Paige Borner, kind of the two of the girls that have played the most for you. But there's some others will work in the mix of things as well, won't they?
Oh, yeah. We have about, I think that we're going to probably try to play about 10 players. You know, that's going to change probably as we get into games and see how people play and things like that and how they progress. But I think that we have a really good solid 10 players that we can sub in and out and not lose too much when we sub in and out. So that's great to see, you know, the depth. We thought we had some depth last year, but we didn't end up with as much depth as we thought. So I think these girls are ready to step up and show us what they got.
I take it with that many players, you're a lot of man defense, a lot of full court pressure as well with this team?
Eventually. Yeah. I'm not quite sure with these first two games exactly how much we're going to do, but I do think eventually we're going to get to the point where we can run and we can also play defense at the same time.
Challenging schedule. You got these two games. You got a very tough Goodland tournament coming up next week. A few more right before Christmas. So yeah, you're gonna meet some pretty good teams early, aren't you?
Yeah, we really are, and that's good because we'll see where we're at and we'll see what we need to fix. So we definitely want the harder schedule right at the beginning, just to see what we need to do. You know, it's kind of depressing sometimes if you lose them, but hopefully we're going to be on the winning side.
Just need kind of a game against somebody else. You didn't get a Jamboree game or something like that, just to see how these girls are going to react against somebody else.
Yeah. And, you know, they've reacted well in practice, you know. And like I said, since we have second five is a really good team also, so that's giving us some challenging things in practice to work on. So I think the girls will do well.
You lost some good kids. I know Chase County also lost some pretty good seniors as well. So kind of both teams in the same boat for this one.
Yeah, I'm glad we're starting with Chase County, and I'm sure they're glad they're starting with us just because we've lost both teams have lost a lot, and both teams are trying to fill out where they need to go this season. I think that their major player that they lost was definitely one of the best ones in the state, so that's really hard to do. So we're looking forward to see what we can do against them without her.
Yeah, they kind of you know, with McNair last year taking a majority of their shots, you're probably going to see a team that's maybe everybody else is, you know, all five girls, whoever's in there is getting a lot more shots. They're going to be pretty balanced.
Yeah, I think both teams are going to be really balanced, and I think everybody's going to be taking shots. And you know, neither team has that truly big stud that's, what, 6'2", that can drive to the basket. So I think both teams will be exciting to watch.